Chapter 4. A Wicked Crime. We left the garden and we went into the house. We went upstairs, where Holmes again paced up and down, but he was still looking cheerful. "Well, it's time to finish this case, Watson," he said after a few minutes. Holmes called down to Lestrade. "There is some straw in a shed in the garden," he told him. "I want one of your policemen to bring some of it up here, and ask the other one to bring a bucket of water up here too. And please come up yourself." A few moments later, the five of us were standing in the upstairs corridor. There was a pile of straw on the floor. Next to it was a bucket of water. "What are you going to do?" Lestrade asked. He was obviously puzzled. "Watson is going to start a small fire, Lestrade," Holmes answered. "Is this your idea of a joke, Mr. Holmes?" the inspector said angrily. "This is not a joke, Lestrade. This is very serious," Holmes replied. "There has been a wicked crime, and a man could be executed for murder. Now, when I tell you to shout, you must all shout, 'Fire!' Do you understand?" I took some matches from my pocket and lit one. Then I threw the burning match into the pile of straw. A few moments later, it was alight, and the smell of burning straw was everywhere. "Now," said Holmes. "Fire!" we all shouted. "Again," said Holmes. "Fire!" we all shouted again. "Once again," said Holmes. "Fire!" we all shouted once more. At first, nothing at all happened. But then, something very surprising happened. A door opened in the wall at the end of the corridor. No one could have guessed that there was a door there. It had no handle or lock on the outside, and just looked like part of the wall. A moment later, a frightened old man ran out of the door towards us. He looked like a rabbit running from its hole. Holmes caught him as he tried to run past us. "Throw the water on the straw now, Watson," Holmes said. "Inspector Lestrade, this is Mr. Jonas Oldacre. I think that you want to talk to him. He's been hiding in the little room behind that door all the time that you've been in the house." The old man had an unpleasant face, grey eyes and white hair. He looked worried, but he tried to laugh.
"It was a joke," he said. "It was just a joke. Don't be so serious about it."
"An innocent man was almost executed because of your joke," Lestrade replied. He told the two policemen to take the old man downstairs. "I'll talk to him later," the inspector said. "Well, Mr. Holmes," Lestrade said when they had gone, "you've saved the life of an innocent man. It's the best thing you've done yet. What was the clue that told you that the old builder was still alive? And where did the bloodstains come from?"
"I searched the downstairs corridor yesterday," Holmes said. "The fingerprint wasn't there then. Someone put it there in the night. I guessed that Oldacre himself had done it. Obviously, the housekeeper was part of Oldacre's plan. She must have helped him. The small amount of blood in the bedroom is Oldacre's own blood, I think. He must have cut his finger. The housekeeper must have hidden Mr. McFarlane's walking stick when he came here, so that he had to leave without it. Later, they put some blood on that too. Do you remember that Mr. McFarlane told us he helped Oldacre to seal some envelopes?" Holmes went on. "I think that the old man made sure that Mr. McFarlane pressed his finger into the hot wax. Then Oldacre made an impression of the impression with more wax, if you understand me. Last night, he used that impression and his own blood to make that fingerprint on the wall. It was a perfect copy of one of McFarlane's fingerprints. Mr. Jonas Oldacre is a very clever and very wicked old man, Lestrade."
"And how did you know about the hidden room?" Lestrade asked quietly.
I knew that Jonas Oldacre must be hiding in the house, Holmes replied. So first I measured the outside of the house. I measured it when I was pacing in the garden with Watson. Then I measured the upstairs corridor in the same way. It was shorter than it should have been, so I guessed that there was a hidden room at the end of it. It was an easy thing for a builder like Oldacre to make. A few minutes later, we were all downstairs again. Oldacre was still trying to tell us that he had only wanted to play a joke on young Mr. Macfarlane. Oh, no, it wasn't a joke, Mr. Oldacre, Holmes said to him. Your building firm has done badly in the last few years. You owe money to a lot of people, your creditors. You wanted to disappear and escape from them. This year, you've paid a lot of money to someone called Cornelius. I'm sure that you were really Cornelius yourself. You plan to disappear and start your life again as Mr. Cornelius in a different part of England. Your housekeeper was planning to go with you. And of course you've hated Mrs. Macfarlane for 30 years because she refused to marry you. So you decided to take revenge on her. You wanted her son to be executed. That is a serious crime, not a joke.
I'll take revenge on you for this, Sherlock Holmes, Oldacre shouted.
That will be difficult when you're in prison, Holmes replied. I'm glad to have helped you, Lestrade, he added, turning to the inspector. Come on, Watson, we must leave now.
As we left the house, I asked Holmes about the remains in the burnt timber store, the pieces of burnt flesh.
I expect there were rabbits, Watson, Holmes said. We can never prove it. But when you write about this case, you can say that they were rabbits.